quest of firm believer. Not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of firm believer.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Marhaba once again to this beautiful program known as the Quest of a Believer. And before we go any further, like always, alhamdulillah, we mention the benefits of sending durood and salawat and salutations upon the noblest of creation, the Habib of Allah, our Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For indeed, he has mentioned beautifully in the blessed hadith mubarakah that the person who will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be those who would have sent much salawat and durood upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you who have been following the previous episodes, alhamdulillah, many topics, alhamdulillah, were being discussed. And fortunately, we have a personality in studio also who is sharing so much Islamic knowledge with us, alhamdulillah, to make us understand this journey that we are going from this world to the next world. How is it traveled? And what are some of the issues that we might meet, you know, obstacles that we might come across during this journey of ours, and how to avoid those kind of, you know, obstacles and problems and difficulties, how to maneuver within those problems and difficulties. Alhamdulillah, he is with us in studio. But before I welcome him, viewers of Madani Channel, it is important that we mention today's topic of discussion. And today, we will be discussing in details the signs of good people. Previously, we had a very wonderful topic where we discussed superiority complex, who is, you know, better, and what is the standard set by Sharia when it comes to the person who is superior, and then also a person who is inferior. And today, we have something similar to that, but you will understand that inshallah, when we dive deeper into our discussion, there will be so much of difference. Today, inshallah, azza wa jalla, we are going to speak about the signs of good people. And with that, it gives me great pleasure in welcoming His Eminence in studio, Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, who is one of our senior educators in our Jamiatul Marina based in Pretoria, Lodium. Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, we are very glad to have you, you know, in our presence, Hazrat Maulana. Alhamdulillah, I must, you know, make note of this important aspect that we are really gaining so much of benefit from your andaz, from your, alhamdulillah, knowledge. We make dua in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that may He increase you more in knowledge so that we can continue to benefit, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Maulana Asim Madani Sahib, today we have a very important topic. And this topic is so important because we sometimes become victims of bad people without knowing that Shara'an, according to Sharia, this type of people, we're not supposed to be in their company. But because of lack of Islamic knowledge, we become victims of those people because we don't know what are the signs of good people. What kind of people should we associate ourselves with? And today, alhamdulillah, you will be unpacking This beautiful topic, the signs of good people according to Quran and Sunnah. Maulana Sahab, can you please elaborate more on this?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Nowadays, the signs of good people or the signs of bad people are judged by people in different ways. If a person is living a luxury life, if a person is rich, if a person has name and fame in society, if a person speaks very well, people think that this person is very good. Or they think that Allah is pleased with this person. If they see a person whose riches are increasing, whose wealth is increasing, whose business is increasing, they say that this person is very fortunate that Allah is pleased with him.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if they see a poor person, they say that he must have committed a sin. He must have disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal, due to which he has been deprived from the wealth of this dunya. So the standard of people is very different from the standard of Allah. Obviously, we will judge this with the Quran and Hadith. Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we look at the teachings of Holy Quran, Quran says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whomsoever Allah intends to guide, Allah opens his chest for Islam. So if a person is a millionaire, maybe billionaire or trillionaire, but he does not understand Islam, he doesn't have faith, he doesn't have iman, so no matter how rich he is, no matter how famous he is, no matter how wealthy he is, this person is unfortunate person that he is deprived from the wealth of Islam. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also said in one hadith pak, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqqihhu fid din." Whomsoever Allah intends to do good for, grants him the understanding of deen. So the sign of good people is that they have the understanding of deen. They accept deen and after that they try to understand deen. Now we need to understand one more thing here. Having knowledge of something is different thing and having the understanding of something is different thing. Knowledge and understanding, knowledge and faqahat are two different things. For example, if a person wants to perform salah, is making wudu and using miswak while making wudu is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is doing so, he is doing miswak, but jamaat has also started, congregation has also started now. Now there are two situations. One is that he continues using miswak and misses jamaat, or he leaves this sunnah temporarily and goes and joins jamaat and performs his salah with congregation with jamaat. If he continues using miswak and he misses jamaat, so this is not faqahat. This is against the faqahat. This is against the understanding of deen. But if he leaves this sunnah now and he knows that jamaat is wajib upon me, so rather I must go and join jamaat and perform salah with jamaat, so this is the understanding of deen. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that whomsoever Allah intends good for grants him the understanding of deen. Likewise, you know, I would like to give you one more example. If a person is poor, zakat is not farz upon him, but namaz is farz upon him, is baligh. Salah is farz upon him. So he doesn't learn the masail of salah. Rather, he is busy learning the masail of zakat, which is not even farz upon him. So it means this person is not wise. This person is not akalmand.
Mm-hmm.
Because He doesn't know what to do at this moment. So understanding means that a person should know that what must he do, when must he do, and how must he do. If a person has that understanding, so it means this person is a fortunate person that Allah has granted him the understanding of deen. So having the understanding of the deen is the sign of a fortunate person, is a sign of a good person. But on the other side, if a person doesn't have that understanding, if a person does not learn ilm-e deen, if a person is very rich but he doesn't have the knowledge of deen. Nowadays, you know, in our society, Maulana Sahib, there is one more problem. People are engaged in different useless arguments. For example, you know, you will hear people asking different questions which have no use. For example, they will ask you, what was the name of the grandmother of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? Whose descendants are Yajuj and Majuj? Why did this Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who did this particular action?
Right.
This is not their concern. What is necessary upon them is to learn the masail of deen. If salah has become farz upon them, they must get the understanding of it. They must learn the masail of namaz. If zakat is farz upon them, it is necessary upon them to learn the masail of zakat.
In other words, put their priorities in order.
They must know what must be prioritized, which thing must be given priority, which thing must be done first. If, for example, a child has become baligh, learning the masail or the rulings of salah has become farz upon him, but he is still busy learning the worldly education. I am not against this worldly education. That is also the part of life. One should learn, it's fine. But what is farz upon him? What is necessary upon him is to learn the masail and the rulings of salah. First of all, he must learn these masail, these rulings, rulings of tahara, rulings of salah. Then, meanwhile, if he is learning, you know, this worldly education, that's fine. There is no problem. But understanding of deen is the sign of a fortunate person.
Subhanallah.
مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ.
Subhanallah.
Whomsoever Allah intends good for, grants him the understanding of deen. So the sign of good people is this, that he learns ilm-e deen. He tries to get the understanding of deen. And this is not what I am saying. This is what Allah has said in Holy Quran. That Allah opens his chest for Islam. Allah opens his chest for deen. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said.
Viewers of Madani Channel, beautiful and wonderful explanation of some few signs that have been explained and mentioned by His Eminence. And he has mentioned very clearly, viewers of Madani Channel, that one of the signs of good people is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants that particular person the understanding of deen. You know, he opens his heart, he opens his chest towards this beautiful religion of Al-Islam. And we can actually add to say, one of the signs that Allah really loves a person, one of the signs that this particular person is actually a very good person, is that he finds it in his heart. He is always attached to the mahal of deen. He is always attached to the activities of deen. He is always attached to that which pleases Allah and that which pleases Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mawlana, that being said, we find some people in our society that they are believers, they are mu'min, and we see them in salah 5 times daily. They are there. Comes the blessed month of Ramadan, they are there. But when it comes to akhlaq, mannerism, ethics, etiquettes, they are nowhere to be found. I mean, this would be a person who is performing salah, but the moment he gets home, you know, the vulgar language flows from his mouth. I mean, if a person comes and he thinks to himself, this can't be The person who just has performed his salah recently, I mean, he begged charge to his elders, he doesn't respect his parents, you know, but he has faith, he has iman, but in terms of akhlaq, of which I think it is also a sign of good people. Why is it that despite being inclined towards deen, some of our people in society, they lack this beautiful quality of mannerism and akhlaq?
Every person knows that swearing is not the sign of good people. Insulting elders is not the sign of good people. Swearing and insulting the mother of our children is not the sign of good people. Oppressing our own children is not the sign of good people. Using vulgar language, everyone knows, is not the sign of good people. Being angry for every small and big issue is not the sign of good people. Good character is a sign of good people. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said this, that whomsoever Allah intends good for, grants him good manners. Blesses him with good manners, good character, good akhlaq. You know, if we look at this seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, once Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked regarding the character, regarding the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said that the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
Meaning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acts upon the teachings of Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
So, if a person does not have good akhlaq, his character is not good, he does not show respect to his parents, he doesn't show respect to his elders, he is not kind to his younger, so it means he's not a good person. And besides that, it's not only about good akhlaq. You just highlighted one issue that our society is lacking this. But besides good akhlaq, there are many other things which people are lacking.
And before you get to, inshallah, to explain many others that are there, I think if we can sit just a moment, the benefits and the importance of having good akhlaq. I think every society you go, they will appreciate a person with good akhlaq, and they will disassociate themselves from a person who has bad manners. So in a nutshell, we are the followers of a person and personality whom you have just mentioned that his akhlaq was that of the Holy Quran. So it means now, when it comes to us as Muslims, we have even a bigger responsibility to play in ensuring that our akhlaq is up to date, that our akhlaq is in accordance with Quran and Sunnah. If we read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will realize that good mannerism that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had has so much of positive impact in dealing with the enemies of Islam, in dealing with the non-Muslims, and in dealing with those whom he was giving the message of Islam to. I'm just highlighting this to emphasize on the point that you have mentioned, the importance of good akhlaq. I think us as Muslims, we have a bigger role to play to make sure that we put our akhlaq and mannerism in order. Otherwise, people today, they don't see what we say. They see what we do. So this is how important the akhlaq is, Mawlana Sahab.
In fact, if a person is a muballigh, a person is a preacher, if a person is playing a role in society, he can never bring any change without akhlaq.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Without good akhlaq, good manners. Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, wherever they used to go, you know, success used to welcome them.
Subhanallah.
Wherever they used to go, people used to embrace Islam. Why? Because of the akhlaq.
Subhanallah.
Because of their good character.
Subhanallah.
Because of their truthfulness.
Subhanallah.
Because of their honesty.
Subhanallah.
These all these things are the part of good manners and good akhlaq.
Subhanallah.
What are the, if a person does not fulfill the rights of his wife, does not fulfill the rights of his children, does not fulfill the rights of his neighbors, his neighbor is always complaining about him, about his character. He does not take care of the rights of his neighbor. So it means this person is not a good person. According to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, our neighbors have so many rights to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith epoch that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam advised me about the rights of neighbors so much that I thought that maybe the neighbor will be declared as an inheritor. So if your neighbor is not happy with you, if he always complains, so it means this person is a bad person. He is not following the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What used to be the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what used to be his manner and what used to be his method when it used to come to, it is actually a separate topic to discuss about the mannerism only. We hope that inshallah we'll discuss it separately as well. But let me point out some other things as well. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us about the signs of good people. In one hadith epoch, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, "Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yusib minhu." Whomsoever Allah intends good for, afflicts him with trials. Nowadays, as I have already said, that if we see someone
in poverty,
or we see someone, afflicted with some calamity, difficulty, problem, hurdles, so we think that this person must have committed some sins. So therefore, he has been afflicted with this calamity. But Nabi Akram Nure Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that whomsoever Allah intends good for afflicts him with trials. So if a person is living a luxury life, so people might think that he is very fortunate, this is very fortunate person and Allah is pleased with him. Maybe Allah is pleased with him, but the opposite is also possible. What if Allah is not pleased with him and Allah has opened all the doors for him, the doors of all the luxuries for him, and Allah is letting him enjoying the luxuries of this dunya and there is nothing for him in akhirah? So it's not always the sign of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if a person is afflicted with trials, that is the sign of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, they also, went through these challenges, these difficulties, because they were very close to Allah Azza wa Jal, and the person who is very close to Allah Azza wa Jal will be examined more and will be tested more. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if Allah intends good for a person, then he afflicts him with trials. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith epoch, "Iza arada Allahu bi abdin khayran ahda lahu hadiyya." When Allah intends good for a person, for a servant, Allah sends him a gift. Sahaba ikram, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma tilka al-hadiyya?" What is that gift? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Bidayfin yanzilu bihi bi rizqihi wa yarhalu wa qad ghufira li ahli al-manzil." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah sends a guest to his house who comes with his own provision, but when he leaves in such a state that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the people of that house.
Subhanallah.
If a person has that habit, nowadays actually people, consider the guest as a burden. If a person considers his guest as a burden, he is not a good people. This is not a sign of good people. Because look at the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that Allah sends him a gift, and that gift is the guest. And look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in this hadith, he comes with his own provision, with his own sustenance, with his own rizq. He is not going to take anything from you.
Very important hadith.
Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that he has come to your house with his own provision. So now if a person treats him well, serves him well, looks after his guest, you know, and he pleases him, so what happens? Allahu Akbar, when he leaves, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives the people of that house.
Allah
forgives the people of that house. And in one hadith pak, our beloved master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, there is no goodness in that person who does not have the quality of hospitality. The one who does not, look after the guest, does not serve the guest well, does not please his guest. The one who doesn't have this habit, la khaira, there is no goodness in him. So if a person has this good quality, so it means he is a good person. And if not, then he should try to adopt this habit.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So I have mentioned actually few good signs of good people which have been mentioned by Allah and His Messenger. I will conclude it in few words, that the good person will not consider his guest as a burden. The good person is the one who has the understanding of deen. The good person is that person whose chest has been opened for faith and for Islam. The good person is the one, or the sign of a good person is that Allah afflicts him with trials. The sign of a good person is that Allah Azza wa Jal blesses him with good manners and good akhlaq. And these are just few signs which I have mentioned. Otherwise, I have plenty of hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in front of me, which are specifically about the signs of good people.
Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar. Like we always say, time is of essence, and as His Eminence has mentioned, that if it was not because of time, there would have been so many other signs of good people that He would have mentioned. But this is how we wrap it up. Viewers of Madani Channel, very important lesson and message that we have just heard from His Eminence. And what stands out for me, and I think this should also be a lesson to all the viewers of Madani Channel, especially when it comes to guests. We have just heard a blessed hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that when a guest comes to your house, he comes with his own provision. Allahu Akbar. What does it mean? It means that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would not have brought that guest to your house if he did not provide or make means of that particular guest's provision in your own home. So therefore, we need to be very, very happy when we see guests coming to our homes. Number one, they will not take anything from us. Number two, they are the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the sense that when they leave our homes, Allahu Akbar, that would be the means of our forgiveness by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Viewers of Madani Channel, many, many, many signs of good people have been mentioned. And this is how we wrap it up. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us from amongst those who can adopt these signs of good people that have been mentioned by Quran, that have been mentioned by Hadith Mubarakah, that have been mentioned through examples of many companions and the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. In this blessed month of Ramadan, may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant all of us all the goodness that comes along with this blessed month of Ramadan. Until we meet again, Amin, Amin, Bijayin Nabil Amin, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, Sallu Ala Al-Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad, Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam.
Quest of a believer, not chasing the world nor fame's deceiver. The truest quest belongs to a believer. Quest of a believer.